Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I thought that was a little short. All right, what other calculations have you prepared at our request? Have you, for instance, past support calculations for Beata Kowalski? And what is loss of support?
Sure. So I've also done additional calculations for Maya regarding the life care plan of Dr. Bifuco, if we're to go over that. And yep. Then I have done calculations regarding economic damages related to Beata Kowalski for loss of support and services.
All right. Can you first give us those for Beata?
Sure. So I believe your question prior to me saying the damages I haven't calculated or provided yet, you asked me what loss of support is, and loss of support is the money that would have been available to the survivor. So that's referring to the wages that Beata was earning and the support that would have remained from the wages she earned to go to her family.
Right. Okay. And any other factors involved in that calculation?
Yes. I've also allotted a value for fringe benefits. Those are additional benefits provided by an employer to supplement the employee's earnings. They can be paid for in full or in part by the employer. I've also deducted amount for unreimbursed business expenses that Beata was spending related to her work. And then I've deducted for personal consumption. We've discussed what that was earlier. And then I've deducted for taxes in this calculation so that the end figure is the loss of support to her family.
All right. And the loss of support for household services, can you give the jury an idea of what that generally entails?
Sure. I'm calculating the replacement value of these services. So household services typically includes items such as housekeeping, cleaning, food preparation, laundry, other items such as shopping for grocery items, household items, and then it can also include items such as maintenance and repair work and yard work.
So these are all the things you would have to go out and hire someone to do that Beata did or was
yes.
capable of doing. Okay. Can you tell us your calculations in that regard based on your background training experience into a reasonable economic certainty?
Sure. So for the past loss of support for Beata, what I've done is I've calculated that from January 8th, 2017 through the beginning of this trial docket, which is September 14th, 2023. And that's a 6.7-year time period. I relied on her 2016 annual earnings, which was $61,460 per year. I then added an amount for fringe benefits at 15% of her wages. I deducted an amount of for the unreimbursed business expenses at an average of 13.6% of her wages. Her personal consumption allowance, that's calculated based on total family income using national survey data. Based on the total family income and family configuration, that's at 11.1%. And then I've deducted a level of taxes at 13%. So that yields a net loss of support of $39,712 in the base year for a total past loss of support over the past 6.7 years of $266,070.
And then regarding the future, please continue.
Okay, I was then going to go to the past replacement value of household services.
Right.
That I've done an average of 4 to 5 hours per day. So that in part is based on the household services questionnaire that I reviewed that was completed by Jack Kowalski, and he outlined the items and average number of hours per day that Maya spent doing the items of household services.
Right.
I also did research on the American Time Use Survey and the reviewed the deposition transcripts that I named earlier. So I allocated 4 to 5 hours per day, and that's valued at $20.10 per hour over the past time period. That yields a total of $221,195 for the past replacement value of household services, which yields a total economic damages to date, including those two categories, of $487,265.
And is that to a reasonable economic certainty?
Yes.
And what other calculations have you performed?
I've also calculated the future loss of support and the future replacement value of household services.
All right. You've defined that. Now, how did you go about the time period for the future?
Sure. So as I stated earlier, I calculated Beata Kowalski's work life to age 58. That was based on an interview I spoke with Mr. Kowalski, and he indicated that likely around his age 70 is when Beata would have retired and they would have, you know, potentially, hopefully enjoyed their retirement together. But he felt that that was in a reasonable time period.
Okay.
Because I wanted to inquire, due to their age difference, how long Beata planned on working. So that would be her age 58.1 at the time Mr. Kowalski turns age 70. So that's a 7.5-year time period into the future. And then the future replacement value of household services, I've calculated to Mr. Kowalski's life expectancy, which is 19.4 years into the future, because his life expectancy is shorter than Beata's.
Right. And what was your opinion?
Sure. Opinions. Yes. So the future loss of support, I grew Mrs. Kowalski's wages in commensurate with the growth in wages for nurses in the Florida, Northport, Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised her wages to $75,550. And then I also grew Mr. Kowalski's retirement benefit, that he testified that increased at an average of 3% per year. So I grew that as well over the past time period for their total family income. And then I followed the same formula that I did previously. I added a value for fringe benefits, deducted the unreimbursed business expenses, deducted taxes and personal consumption based on total family income. And then I made adjustments as when Maya turned age 25. So the total present value of the future loss of support on the low end is $361,773 to the high end of $387,606. And then the future replacement value of household services, I've calculated this based on a loss of an average of 3 hours per day into the future for the next 19.4 years. And I value that at $24.87 per hour, which is the current average hourly wage in the services industry. Mm-hmm. And I've calculated that the total present value on the low end is $478,064 to the high end of $579,857, which brings the total present value for future economic damages, including the future loss of support and household services, at $839,837 to $967,463.
All right. I think we're homing in on it now. Have you performed any calculations as to future medicals and life care plan?
Yes.
Explain to the jury what those are and what you did.
Sure. So in this situation, to the future medical expenses, again, I've relied on, well, in this case, it's Dr. Bifuco. He outlines the cost, the frequency and the duration of each future medical item that's recommended in Maya's future. Mm-hmm. So I then can calculate based on that information. I work as the calculator and I can calculate the present value amounts of those medical expenses. And he's outlined three different scenarios that I've calculated.
And is, again, you used her life expectancy for part of these, or is that?
Yes, many of the items are calculated over her life expectancy. There are some items that are calculated over a shorter time period. And for those items, I've calculated them over the appropriate shorter time period that Dr. Bifuco has outlined.
Just out of curiosity, what is Maya's life expectancy?
Maya's life expectancy is 63.6 years. And I'm sorry, it's always awkward to talk about somebody's life expectancy with them in the courtroom.
Especially when you get to be my age and it's nowhere near that number.
Sorry. Luckily, I haven't had to calculate my own yet.
All right. Can we then have your numbers then for the future?
Sure. For the best case scenario for the future medical expenses, the low end is $1,824,652 to the high end of $3,434,706. And then for worst case scenario, there are two alternatives. One includes private hire for attendant care and one includes agency hire for attendant care. So I've totaled those up separately.
Okay.
The worst case scenario for private hire, the low end is $5,276,372 to the high end of $8,780,443. And then the low end for the worst case scenario, agency hire is $6,604,703 to the high end of $10,247,747.
And Mr. Tramp and Bifuco are going to explain those out.
Yes, very much so, is my understanding.
Okay. And just so the jury knows, what is the difference between agency and the other one, the private or agency?
Private hire is where the family would or Maya would hire a person privately and then have to pay employer taxes, such as contributions to FICA and that extent. Dr. Bifuco has outlined in those report what costs he's included for that. And then agency hire is when you hire an agency to provide a person. So they do the background checks, they find a replacement person if somebody can't show up, they handle those administrative duties. So the costs are higher to hire an agency than if you were to private hire.
Okay. Now, just to be sure, have I missed any calculations?
I don't believe so. I think we've got them all now.
Right. Sorry about that. You don't want to know.
Yes.
Are your opinions expressed here today to a reasonable degree of economic certainty based upon your background, training, experience, and examination of the record?
Yes.
Your witness again.
Thank you. For the record, I tried to get everyone an early lunch. Okay, so let me go back through some things here.
Okay.
A lot of numbers are getting thrown around, so let me see if I can kind of separate this out for the jury. We're going to talk about two different categories. One, the first one you were talking about was what would have gone to Jack Kowalski but for his wife's death in terms of what she earned and provided to him. Is that fair?
It almost. So since he was the other parent in the family, I would assume that he and Beata were managing the finances, but the loss of support is allocated to the entire family
Okay.
until Maya would reach age 25, and there's a short time period in the calculations that for that, but otherwise it's for the entire family.
And those calculations are yours, right?
Yes.
Meaning, because earlier we were talking about you're relying on Tremp, and then we're going to get to the second report where you're relying on Bifulco, and you're going to look at me and say, "Hey, Shapiro, I'm just doing the math on those. I'm not endorsing anything." For these ones, for the support and services, this is based on your numbers, research, and recommendations. Is that right?
Yes, the loss of support and replacement value of household services, those are my research analysis and calculations.
Okay, so let me try to define a couple of those terms. So you past loss of support, this is what you're calculating that Beata would have provided to the family had she not passed away in 2017, correct?
Yes, it's the financial support. The replacement value of household services is the services she performed around the house and for her family. So support is just financial support.
Okay, so let's talk about support and then we'll talk about services. Support is the money. In 2016, the last full year of earnings, Mrs. Kowalski earned $61,460, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what you need to do to figure out what the support would have gone to the family, you got to back out taxes, right?
Yes,
And you
I
got to
did that.
back, yeah, and I know you did. We'll talk about that. You got to back out what she would have spent on herself, right?
Yes, that's personal consumption.
Okay. So on $61,000, you only backed out 13% in taxes.
That's correct.
What is it your assumption that, well, do you know if they were married filing jointly?
I can tell you, I believe they were.
Well, adding in Mr. Kowalski's pension along with Miss Kowalski's wages, is the testimony you have to this jury that she was only going to be paying 13% in taxes?
Yes, that's what they paid 12.29% in taxes in 2016. So I rounded up to 13%.
And you gave her only a personal consumption of $14,000, is that right?
$14,618 based on a total family income of $131,692 in 2016.
So the replacement cost of the services, you said that's like laundry and cooking and things like that?
Those are some of the items that is included in that category, yes.
Okay, so let me talk to you about the future ones you have in here. So if you look at your report, for future replacement of household services, is what you're telling this jury that, for example, Mr. Kowalski should be paid $25 an hour, $75 a day to do laundry, cooking, and cleaning now?
No, that's not. So first of all, it's the replacement value of those services that she was providing around the house. And I can let you know what he indicated she was doing. So dusting, ironing, meal preparation, bed making, cleaning bathrooms, laundry, dishwashing, bill paying, bookkeeping, shopping for clothing and household supplies, budgeting and tax preparation, grocery shopping, and helping to assist to take care of sick child.
Okay. But what you're telling this jury is that Mr. Kowalski, through a survey to you, has asked for $25 an hour from today going forward to do those chores now. Is that right?
He hasn't asked me for that money. I've just calculated the value for them. And I did that in conjunction with the American Time Use Survey. So this 3 hours per day is very reasonable and in alignment with what women report doing in the house with no children under age 18 and at various levels or at various ages and if they're married. So I'm looking at the value of those services, the things that she was doing around the house to assist. And it's my understanding that her children have a claim into these services as well until they're age 25. So I have calculated it to Mr. Kowalski's life expectancy of 19.4 years, but there's a portion of the time in the future that both Maya and Kyle would also be entitled to some of the value of those services.
Do you know if the Kowalskis have had to hire anybody to perform those services?
I don't know specifically, but that wouldn't impact my calculations. I'm just looking at the economic value of those services, whether they go undone or they're done by a family member doesn't impact the calculations. I'm looking at their value.
So talking about the future medical losses, now we're back in a scenario where you're not saying this is necessary. You're just doing the numbers. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make Maya feel better. When you said 63.6, that's additional years from today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just so no one got scared here. Okay. I didn't want anyone to get worried.
No.
From what you have here, you're projecting Maya to live a full life compared to averages, right?
It's population data, so it includes all comorbidities into that data, but it's the 2020 data for white females age, I believe, 17 to 18.
Yeah, I'll short circuit it just in the interest of time.
Okay.
You're predicting... Well, you're not predicting anything on this. You're pulling the Social Security data, and for white females who are now age almost 18, they expect to live till about 81. Is that right?
Yes, and then at age 81, she would have an additional life expectancy, so we could make her feel a little bit better as well. if you'd like me to give that, an 81 to 82-year-old white female has an additional 8.6 years life expectancy, for which I have not included any calculations.
I get it. I just didn't want her to feel bad because she's over my right shoulder thinking anything was going to be that someone was predicted to die at 63. Okay, now that we got that out of the way. Your future economic losses include up to $3 million for Maya to have somebody with her 24/7 starting now, right?
Let's see. Sorry, give me just a moment. I'm almost there. So Dr. Bifuco's life care plan, it does say beginning age 18, ending age 28, but in the commentary section, it says begin and end dates are provided for calculations purposes. They are used to estimate a 10-year time span. So I will defer to whatever his testimony is later today, but I read that as it's a 10-year time period to occur any time between now and the end of her life expectancy.
Okay, but just so this jury is clear, your calculation began an assumption that Maya was going to need somebody with her to take care of her 24/7, beginning at age 18 for 10 years, and that totals $3,070,000. Is that right?
So it's
Objection, ask and answer.
Overruled. She can answer. Last one.
It's calculated for a 10-year time period. It says begin 18 and 28, but I'm not saying it has to start at her age 18. But yes, it's 24-hour care for 10 years.
So your interpretation of Dr. Bifuco's report is he said that it's medically necessary for Maya to have somebody taking care of her 24/7 from an agency hire, correct?
He gave two options, one for private hire and one for agency hire. And it indicates that it was recommended by Dr. Kirkpatrick.
Let's talk about that also. So it was Kirkpatrick recommending that Maya was going to need somebody with her 24/7 to take care of her starting at age 18 for 10 years. True?
Again, I don't know if it necessarily needs to start at age 18. And I'm going to stay out of the medical testimony recommendations. I've just done the calculations. I will refer to Dr. Bifuco and the other medical testimony. I was just reading Dr. Bifuco's report, but I'm just calculating here. I have no medical opinion whatsoever.
Well, your calculations have $5,297,715 in ketamine. I get that right?
Yes, that's the high end range of the worst case scenario.
And those numbers also came ultimately from Dr. Kirkpatrick, right?
Let me see. Yes, it indicates in Dr. Bifuco's report that Dr. Kirkpatrick recommended those, but I will defer to the medical testimony in Dr. Bifuco's.
Right. And I promise you, I'm trying to be fair to you. Again, you're just running the numbers. You're not saying that this is medically necessary, but the numbers provided to you calculated of all of these damages up to almost $5.3 million in ketamine, which would envision Maya starting ketamine immediately and going until she's 80. True?
It's calculated over her life expectancy of 63.6 years. It's an average of, he indicated, 5 sessions per year at $12,000 per session. So that's $60,000 a year.
Okay. Well, we'll ask Dr. Bifuco about the rest. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Anderson.
So depending on, as to that 10 years, jury, with that calculation, and from what you understand of Dr. Bifuco's report, they can start that 10-year period at any time and determine the amount from there.
Objection, mischaracterization.
Overruled.
It's my understanding that it's just a 10-year period to occur within her life expectancy, that he put that time frame in there for calculations purposes, but essentially this 10 years can be allocated at any point over her life expectancy, and the jury could just take the amount per year multiplied by the time period for whatever they deem is appropriate based on the testimony they hear.
So depending on the testimony they have heard and hear of when the onset of these problems are most likely to occur, they can then take those numbers and apply them?
Same objection here.
Overruled. She can answer.
Yes. So the calculations I've done provide the low and high range for the 10-year time period. If it's to not start at age 18, it's just assuming the offset method until it starts for the calculations. I haven't grown the wages at all from now until when it starts, because it's my understanding we don't know exactly when it's going to start. But regardless of that, based on the medical testimony, they would just take the amount per year. So in this situation for the private hire, it's $153,212, and multiply that over whatever time period they deem is appropriate. And that would take into consideration this attendant care to occur at any point over her remaining life expectancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing further, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. Don't leave, Ms. Kirby.
I won't. I'm going to ask
the jury if they have any questions. And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ms. Kirby, I'm going to mute your feed here, okay? So you won't be able to hear us. Ms. Kirby, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Great, thank you. And members of the jury, there was a note I received during the questioning. Will we get a copy of that? And it was at the time of the discussion of the medical bills. The answer is yes, those are in evidence, and you'll have those with you back in the jury deliberation room. The first question for you, Ms. Kirby. You have covered multiple calculations and the theories used to arrive at final figures. All this is well and fine using Maya in this example, and treating Maya like a, quote, stock, end quote, traded on the stock exchange. Her past educational performance shows the ability for more than favorable to high returns. Did your calculations take into account that Maya could, like some witness in this very courtroom, Maya had the capabilities to make exuberant amounts of income over the course of her lifetime? Or were middle-of-the-road statistical income levels used in your calculations?
Sure, good question. So I've relied on the vocational assessment of Mr. Tremp for her pre-injury earning capacity. And based on my review of his report, he will defer or explain that later, how he has allocated the $97,000. Let me find it. Sorry, I've got too many reports here. Okay, the $97,916. I did do research on these same data that he provided, because the data he provided was from 2019. And the current data, same data, is now would equal $108,316 per year, so 108,316. I haven't included that higher value. I've just relied on the figures that are provided in Trump's report, as he indicated when he gave an updated assessment in August of this year, that he didn't change any of the opinions in his report. And part of that question also referred to the stock market. And so I'm not sure if they're inquiring about the interest earnings on safe government investments, but that data is standard data that economists use. It's the most risk-free investment, as this money is not supposed to be placed at risk. When you invest in other avenues, you may yield a higher return, but you also have a greater risk of losing that money, and it's not guaranteed. So the economists in my field routinely will rely upon the interest earnings on safe government investments. I haven't made any adjustments to the vocational assessment that Mr. Tremp has provided and the figures that he outlined.
Next question, Ms. Kirby. I may have missed it while scribbling my other question. Was the possibility that Maya's PTSD affects her ability for possible relationship, then marriage, family, children, and all the, quote, things, end quote, that her past family enjoyed, but now will never be able to continue? she now may not be able to enjoy, quote, motherhood, end quote, like her mother did. And if Maya does have children, was there any, quote, monetary value, end quote, placed on the added stress Maya would have when her children went to a hospital for something? Or should I add, if able to, additional, quote, monetary value, end quote, to your figures?
You have a good jury with good questions, but I have not added any. Those are what I believe are considered pain and suffering, loss of enjoyment of life, or human damages, as Mr. Anderson referred to them. I have not calculated any value for those. I've strictly calculated the economic damages in this case, so the hard dollar amounts.
Okay. During the asking of these, I received another juror question. It's a one quick question, so I'm just going to see if you have any objection, and if not, I'm going to. Okay, there was no objection.
Okay.
Ms. Kirby, what is the average statistical income of a 28-year-old at this time?
Well, I didn't bring that data with me, but I think that that would be, there is data out there regarding that. I think that would best be a question for Trump to answer, as he's outlined all of the research data and how he's looked at the earnings for that. I was trying to look in his report real quick to see if there was something we could add to that. So the data, and he'll speak to this, but just for a little bit of clarification, it says the data are for persons age 25 or over, and it has the median earnings at $1,883. That's the median average earnings. So in the middle in 2019. Again, I spoke about the current data is a little bit higher than that, but Mr. Trump will be able to speak more thoroughly regarding that information, I believe.
That's for a week. Okay. Mr. Anderson, do you have any further follow-up questions?
That $1,883 is per week, not
yes, per
annually,
week.
I trust.
No, not annually, and I'm sorry if I misspoke. It's $1,883 per week, or $97,916 per year.
Members of the jury, any further questions? Seeing none, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Shapiro, may Ms. Kirby be excused?
Yes, Your Honor.
She may, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kirby. You're free to go.
Thank you, Your Honor. Kick me out.
I'm going to kick you out of the Zoom.
All right. Thank you. Have a.
There you go. Must be lunchtime. Okay, members of the jury, given the time, we're going to go ahead and take our lunch break. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information. Deputy Coley, if I could have them back at 1:45, ready to go at 1:45.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. The jury is out of our presence. Are there any issues we need to address before we go? Everyone feel free to sit down. Any issues we need to address before we leave?
Your Honor, I did not attempt to put the economic report into evidence based on the court's prior ruling. Does the court, I know you don't like give advisory.
I'm going to object if that helps.
I figured. All right. We'll go with the board.
See, it's like I didn't even need to be here.
Nothing further from the defense, Your Honor.
So if we are back at 1:30, so about an hour and 12 minutes from now, is that enough time for you all to prepare for the afternoon and have lunch and all that?
When did the court want to take up the rest of the exhibits?
Well, I'll have 15 minutes starting at 1:30. Okay, everyone have a good lunch. See you back at 1:30.
You too.
Ready.
Oh my God.
burn.
Dang it. Welcome back from lunch, everybody. Are we doing exhibits, or is this something else that we need to deal with?
I think we're doing exhibits. Mr. Whitney's on.
What's next?
All right, we'd like to begin with 2277, and then pages 369 to 374.
2277?
Yeah, I'm on the back page, Your Honor, second from the bottom.
I might be missing a page because that one's not on here, but that's okay. What number are we?
It's exhibit 2277, and it's pages 369 to 374.
Is it 369 through 374 or 369?
Through. Those five pages, Your Honor.
2277, 369.
Seems to be a dependency issue.
Well, Your Honor, there is overlap. However, this has to do with simply notice to the hospital about a court order, and Dr. Hanna was denied access to the hospital.
Let me see the next page.
Sure.
Judge, this has been testified to.
The next.
Sorry.
Next page.
And
next page. Next page. Next page. This isn't coming in. What's next?
2277-451.
451. What is this?
This is another risk management note discussing the theorizing of the hospital that rather than lesions, these were self-inflicted scratches. And here it's discussed that this was a trap set for Dr. Major.
There's no predicate laid. There's no foundation laid. We don't know who wrote it. We don't. It's somebody's thoughts. We don't know who that person is, if they have any authority to speak for the hospital.
This is the risk management file, right?
It is, yes. In the risk management box. That's correct.
Here's my problem. I mean, I know that the Hillward Henderson firm was intimately involved with everything that was going on at this time. It's kind of difficult to understand how we keep getting, we don't know who this is or what this is. It just is difficult for me to understand how we're 5 years into this after the fact, and we still, people are saying, I don't know what this note is. When Mr. Shapiro and Mr. Hunter were there.
Yeah, I don't mean to push you back hard on this, but Your Honor, the involvement of myself and Mr. Hunter was on tangential issues on occasion when the hospital, without breaching attorney-client privilege, called us and asked us to weigh in on something that was going on. Neither Mr. Hunter nor I were intimately involved in every aspect of
this. And I'm not saying that you had any information about this specific note. It's right. Just, I mean, it's just difficult for me to continue to hear the argument that we don't know anything about this.
Judge, this file was produced after certain former risk management personnel were deposed. These particular writings have never been identified as to who wrote them, what the context was, or what the purpose behind that context was. So, I mean, I've got a choice. I can either make something up to tell you that I don't know, or I can tell you the truth, and that is that we don't know what the specific context of these writings were. And in some of these cases, I don't know who wrote them. None of the people who were in the risk management department, literally none, are there anymore. Some of them aren't even in the state anymore. So, I mean, I can't conjure up information that I don't have.
It would seem, though, that it's a note that a risk management person, apparently unidentified, took on, presumably, December 30th, 2016. And, you know, I don't see why it's not relevant to this cause of action.
Well, it seems also he made a note regarding a potential claim that's being made, and why isn't that an internal note regarding the claims that are being made? Why is that relevant or even admissible?
Why is risk management participating in the medical care of a child?
With all due respect, Your Honor, that does not indicate participation in medical care. That indicates that someone has told risk management something that they've written down. That's all.
And isn't there been testimony that these scratches is a symptom of CRPS that the hospital was billing for?
There are lesions, certain types of lesions, that can be symptoms of CRPS. They are sometimes confused with other skin lesions, eczema, scratches, other types of things. There's a whole host of things like that. I know that when this happened, when this notation got made, there was concern that some of the lesions that were observed were self-inflicted. That's all this says. But it doesn't show, and I think the court needs to understand what it doesn't show. It doesn't show, unless one speculates about it, it does not show that risk management was taking any active role in patient care. It shows that someone expressed to risk management a concern. That's all it shows.
That a 10 or 11-year-old girl is trying to create a trap by possibly scratching herself. Look, it seems highly relevant. And the discussion, even though apparently the defense in 5 years, even though they were involved at the time this was created, doesn't know who it is, it still is relevant. It still is a statement against the interest of the hospital, and it will come in. So what number is this?
It was 2277-451, Your Honor.
What's next?
There are several policies at the bottom there, but I'm going to skip those for now in the interest of time. I'm going to move to the first page. We're at Exhibit 2278, pages 036 to 37.
2278.
I don't see that on the first page.
I don't see it either.
First page, third from the bottom.
So it's 36 on the second page. To 37?
I think it's on the second page, Judge.
I must be on a different list.
I think you have the list from yesterday. That's okay. I can adjust. Yeah, second page, second from the top, 2278-36-37.
What?
This is the corrective action notice of Catherine Beatty. It's been discussed at some length. Highly relevant. At the time, her anger management issues during Maya's hospitalization.
You want to take this outside?
Hearsay. 9403. It's already been discussed and testified to.
These are Mr. Whitney, tell me about hearsay exceptions.
I think you were going to say statements against interest, Your Honor. It's also a business record, party admission.
Judge, also relevance, I'm not sure what, there's no negligent hiring for Kathy, there's no negligent retention for Kathy Beatty.
Court's going to go ahead and admit 2278-036 and 037 over the defense's objection. What's next?
2123, pages 639 to 642.
I'm sorry. Say again, please.
Yes, ma'am. 2123, pages 639 to 642. On the list that everyone else is looking up at me, it's on the first page. Four cells down.
Okay. What is this?
This is. We withdraw this, Your Honor.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? It's
good stuff. Yeah. Two one two three dash 495.
Judge, my objection was it needed 496 for completeness and perspective.
Can I see 496 as well? Haven't I already seen this one?
Honestly, don't remember.
I don't believe so. I think there's been testimony in her deposition about the massive update.
It's familiar to me, Your Honor. But
Okay. Judge, we're not objecting, to be clear. But we think, for perspective, 496 also needs to be admitted as
opposed to the sheet. Any problems with 496 coming in?
Out of nowhere.
So the court receives 2123, 495, and 496. What's next?
All right, now I'm going to drop back to the risk management file. There are a couple of policies that exist in the risk management file. So I'm at pages 2277, then 280 to 285. It's a consent policy.
280 to 285?
Yes, 280 through 285.
What are these policies?
These are Johns Hopkins internal policies effective at the time. You can see the effective date of March 11, 2016. It says to do with specifically consent to treatment within the hospital.
Well,
it's determining legal guardian. Sorry.
Why is this not really muted out by the court order?
Thank you.
Because, Your Honor, the parents, Jack and Beata, retained medical decision-making power under the court order. And so this policy spells out how the hospital is to address their consent to treatment during the time. And we have an issue over the hospital claiming that the three- or four-page consent form signed at the beginning of hospitalization provided blanket consent for the entire hospitalization.
This is talking about documentation of guardianship.
I can show you on the second page. Here we are. Court-ordered guidelines number two here on the third page. If you look at Roman numeral two under here, parents' consent, DCF sheltered, it discusses specifically how to operate in this environment where a child is sheltered within the hospital, and it spells out that despite the child being sheltered there, the parents still have rights to consent, and it further spells out that if the parents do not consent and they move forward with some treatment without the consent, it has to be documented in a certain way, and those entries are absent from the medical record. So we need this to show that they did not actually have consent under that consent form. Scroll down a little bit more for me. If you look at the third bullet point there, Your Honor, says, the minor child's medical record should reflect, and it lays out one, two, three different things that it needs to lay out if they proceed without parental consent for alleged treatment.
What I want is I want a printout of this document. I'm going to reserve on this, but let me hear your argument, and I'll try to get a ruling by Monday. I'm going to have to look at this one more.
Well, Judge, frankly, I think we have to look. I have to look at it a little more carefully too. But my concerns are, this is a document. I'm not sure if it exactly is apropos to the particular orders we have in this case, particular situation with our DCF hearing. I would like to look at it closer as well.
Okay. Can someone just get me a physical printed out copy so that I can take it home with me over the weekend?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's next?
Next is same 2277, same exhibit number, then pages 289 to 291. It's the risk management policy in effect at the time. You can see the effective date of February 18th, 2016. And it discusses responsibilities of the risk management department and the risk management committee, highly relevant to this action.
So this is just general risk management. Does this have any reference to dependency courts or DCF or anything like that?
In my review, I don't believe so. I'm 90% confident of that. If the court would like to review over the weekend to verify.
And Judge, what's the relevance of this policy to the allegations in this complaint?
I'll take a copy of Exhibit 2277, pages 289 through, where does it end?
291.
291. I'll take that home with me over the weekend as well.
Yeah, next is 2277 pages.
Let me ask you this. Were we thinking about finishing at 3:34 o'clock and maybe we can...
Yeah, we're getting very close, but yes.
Why don't we stop and then start with the jury since we're now past 1:45.
Yep.
Let's bring in the jury.
Live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.